You are listening to the Pulse, Rod Murray's e-learning tech podcast, number 104.
Hi, this is Rod Murray. Welcome back to my podcast. Well, we're in the midst of summer, so that was a teaser from the Summer Concerto from Vivaldi's The Four Seasons. So stay tuned for the full piece at the end of my podcast. This podcast is sponsored by Inside Higher Ed, the online source for news, opinion, and jobs for all of higher education. As always, I'll post the links to all of the sites I mentioned on my show notes at rodspulsepodcast.com. Well, my main topic today is Blackboard World. I'll try to sum up for you some of the salient points that I learned. It was pretty hot and steamy in New Orleans, but that gigantic mile-long convention center was absolutely freezing. It's one of the largest convention centers in the country. I think it's probably the third largest. I thought Blackboard World was big. I think they had 3,500 registrants, but that convention center really dwarfed the Blackboard convention. It was hot outside, cold inside, and maybe that's why I came home with a pretty miserable cold. In fact, that's why I'm a little late getting out this podcast. As one of the official Blackboard World bloggers, I was invited to cover the largest Blackboard World yet. I tweeted during the keynotes and took notes. If you missed my tweets, you can read the details and the corresponding links on our U-Sciences Academic Technology News blog, and you can find that at usciences-academic-tech.blogspot.com. Or you can just do a Google search for Academic Technology News. The opening keynote was given by Dr. Freeman Hrabowski. If you don't know who he is, you certainly should. He gave a rousing keynote, as expected. He has incredible credentials. He's the president of University of Maryland, Baltimore campus. The closing keynote was by Salman Khan of Khan Academy. Now, if you don't know who he is, you're really not paying attention. Check out my comments on Academic Tech News. Here, I'm going to be concentrating on the news coming out of Blackboard, especially the news that was revealed at their corporate keynote. Inspirational keynotes are great, but this was the one I anticipate the most. The Blackboard corporate keynote is typically the venue for announcing very cool new educational technology, and I certainly was not disappointed. Blackboard CEO Michael Chasen opened the corporate keynote with a very entertaining animation all about the active learner. You should really watch that. It's about 2 minutes long. In fact, the complete 1 hour and 15 minute long keynote was just made available on YouTube, and certainly there's a link to it on my show notes. The real news, the highlight of the keynote, in my opinion, was Chasen's announcement of a new groundbreaking product. It was, I guess the code name was Project XP. It's being called Explore, and that's spelled XP as in cross-platform, and capital L-O-R, where L-O-R stands for Learning Object Repository. So if all goes well, finally there'll be a way for faculty content experts to share and consume modular learning objects, no matter which learning management system they use. Now, this is pretty significant. To have an easily shareable cross-platform learning content, to have that has been really the holy grail of educational technology, at least as long as I've been in business for over 20 years. So I really hope they succeed at this. In order to introduce Explore, Chasen introduced David Mills. Now, what's very interesting here is that he's the founder of Angel Learning, which, of course, Blackboard bought. And he's been quietly working on Project XP in his new role as the Chief Technology Officer at Moodle Rooms. Now, Moodle Rooms, if you recall, was also recently acquired by Blackboard. Now, of course, David Mills goes way back along with Ray Henderson, who's now, of course, used to be head of Angel and now head of Blackboard Learn. They were really instrumental in putting together the IMS standards for e-learning. Now, there Explore web app is obviously still in alpha. I don't recall offhand when it's going to become available, and I think they're going to make it available in beta form. But David Mills did a live demo. That takes a lot of guts. He did a live demo of Explore, and he showed how faculty can search and instantly embed free learning objects from other sources. An example might be the free courses offered at MIT or Stanford. Of course, these as an example, Khan Academy, since they had Sal Khan there giving his keynote on the last day. So a faculty member could do a search. In fact, once they're logged into their LMS, such as Blackboard, Explore knows what they teach. So they, right off the bat, suggest to faculty what some interesting and useful learning objects might be that they can embed in their course. So you can do a search and embed the object in your course. The system takes advantage of the IMS Common Cartridge, which you may have heard of, and the IMS Learning Tools Interoperability, or LTI, standards to make this truly a cross-platform system. Now, the second part of this, first part being doing the search, the second part is that faculty can generate their own learning objects right in Explore. And because of these standards, they can do tests and have the results of the exams, the test, feed right back into the host learning management system gradebook. So, one question I would have for them is, will this make the native LMS learning modules obsolete? And of course, our faculty and our instructional designers are used to building content within the Blackboard system, but once this gets to be popular, it might be a good way to build learning content, and then you could have some insurance that if you did switch LMSs, that you could move your learning objects to your new learning management system. But Blackboard seems to be covering the bases when it comes to open source. As I mentioned, they purchased Moodle Rooms, which is a support organization for those who are using the open source Moodle. And they also bought another company which supports users of Sakai. So they seem to be covering all their bases. So that was very exciting. I'd like to do more. I'd like to hear more about Explore, and I'm going to try to set up an interview with one of the key players at Blackboard to tell us a little bit more about Explore in one of my next podcasts. So after that, Michael Chasen introduced three of his division leaders, Ray Henderson, Katie Blott, and Kayvon Bacor. Of course, they drummed up even more excitement about Blackboard's future. So first, let me tell you a little bit about what Ray Henderson had to say. He was discussing some of the Blackboard Learn fundamentals. You may or may not know he's the chief technology officer and also the president of Academic Platforms. So Ray discussed recent advances and also the future roadmap for Learn, which of course is Blackboard's primary or keystone education platform. So here are some of the topics that Ray Henderson discussed, and on my show notes I'll have links where they're available to give you a little bit more information. He talked about a new two-way SMS platform. So apparently they, I don't know the details, but I think they bought a company, product called Connect Text, and it's used by more than half of all the colleges and universities in the UK. So it's another way to make mobile devices embedded, so to speak, in the Blackboard Learn system. So I'll be interested to find out a little bit more about that. And of course, the big emphasis at the meeting in general was the relationship of Blackboard to some of their publishing partners. And the big announcement was that virtually all of the learning content available from McGraw-Hill, from Pearson, from Wiley, and from Cengage is now fully integrated into Blackboard Learn. Of course, there are extra cost objects that faculty can subscribe to and embed into their courses. Of course, Ray has always been concerned with support. He's been credited with the superior support that Angel Learning had, and he's built up the support infrastructure in Blackboard as well. So he touted their improved support, some of their cohort programs, which here at U Sciences we've taken advantage of as we moved into upgrading our Blackboard Learn 9.1 into Service Pack 8, and the new openness that they have and transparency. As I mentioned, they're abiding by some of the new standards. Well, not new standards, I guess some of the existing standards, LTI, as I mentioned, SCORM, Ocelot, LIS, CAS, and IMS Common Cartridge. Now here we're about to turn on all the features of Service Pack 8, and if you haven't taken a look at it, it's really exciting. He talked about some of the Blackboard Learn innovations that are released in Service Pack 8. They include improved global navigation. For example, if a faculty member is working in a certain area of a course, they can go to a little pull-down menu and move to that same area in other courses that they are running or other sections. And so it really streamlines the course navigation. They don't have to navigate up and then back down again, up and down. They can sort of go sideways from course to course. So that's improved global navigation. There's a lot more in terms of assessment insight and analytics for the given course. So faculty can go in there and really see when their students have been paying attention and going in and using the learning content. Another thing is very exciting, which you may be interested in, is that there's now item analysis available in Service Pack 8. So that we've often had this request in the past. You know, you do a high stakes exam and you want to see how each test item has performed and to weed out the poor performing items. So that is now possible. It was very cumbersome, if not impossible to do in the past. You really had to dig around in the back-end database, which is not always blessed by Blackboard. The caveat, I believe, if I have this right, is that you can't do randomization of items and the order of answers in a given item. But if you can live with not doing randomization, you can have item analysis. Another interesting thing coming is enterprise surveys, and that's going to be available. Believe that's in Service Pack 10, and text messaging that I mentioned, the new two-way SMS text messaging. Now, something else that we're interested in here is at U Sciences is Blackboard Analytics. As you may know, that's a outgrowth of a company that they bought a while back. They also, the recent addition is Analytics for Learn, which goes in and pulls out performance data on how students are using the courses. And this goes a long way to helping institutions follow their students and help to identify students that may be at risk. And students can use it too. They can go in and they can see how they're performing in relation to their peers. So some pretty exciting developments in Blackboard Analytics, including some new dashboards for improved decision-making, some sort of ready-made dean-level dashboards that dig in and pull out information from Blackboard. Blackboard Collaborate version 12 is also mentioned. They've improved their integration with Blackboard, including being able to integrate with the gradebook. And also they're finally supporting mobile delivery of the web conferencing system that we used to know and love. It used to be called Illuminate, and now is Blackboard Collaborate. And last but not least, Ray talked about social, Blackboard Social. Social learning apparently is coming in the fall for free with the community module. So I believe what that means, it's coming in Service Pack 10, which is usually released in the fall. For us, it means that we'll probably test it in the winter and spring and deploy it probably next fall. Students will be able to stream their status. They can have so-called spaces, which would be good for student run clubs and so forth. It looks pretty interesting. I'm not sure how that jibes with community sites that we have now. So I think eventually it may replace that for student organizations because it has a much more social, engaging social look and feel to it. Next up on the podium was Katie Blott. She's the president of Blackboard Global Services Division. And basically she presented on new professional services. They've really ramped up their services to help institutions expand their programs and course development, especially online, including marketing and supporting students throughout their life cycle at an institution. So if you're looking for some help building up your mobile presence, you could look to their global services division. And last but not least, they had Kayvon Bapour. He's the general manager of Blackboard Mobile. And if you recall, he was the founder of Terribly Clever Design, which was bought by Blackboard to build their mobile offerings. So Kayvon showcased some of the great new capabilities in Blackboard Mobile Learn, which is free for all Blackboard Learn systems sort of out of the box, and Blackboard Central. So some of the interesting advancements in Blackboard Mobile Central are in enhancements to the maps, which include augmented reality. You can pull out your phone, aim the camera at a site on campus, and see little bubbles pop up, what is in that particular building, and so on. So quite sharp, quite cool. On the Mobile Learn side, the one that looks very attractive is mobile assessments. So this would really improve the student user experience, doing quizzes and surveys. Really fits the mobile device much better. So mobile assessments are now available in Blackboard Mobile Learn. And also they've improved their usage and analytics in their reporting tools in mobile. Another thing that students should like is push notifications. So they don't have to necessarily log in to Blackboard Mobile Learn or sit down at a desktop or laptop, but they can be notified, of course, on an opt-in basis. They can be notified of what's happening in their course. This was some exciting news all around for Blackboard users and, of course, even users of some open source learning management systems such as Moodle and Sakai. So stay tuned for one of my next podcasts. We'll hope to talk about Explore. So that's my message for today's episode. I hope it helped you learn what's in store from Blackboard. So don't forget to check the links on my show notes at rodspulsepodcast.com. Stay tuned now for Vivaldi's Summer Concerto. Until next time, have a great week. Thank you.
That's it for today's episode. Thank you very much for listening. Don't forget to give Rod feedback. You can leave comments on his blog, send email to rod@rodspulsepodcast.com, or leave audio feedback on his comment line at 610-616-2199. The preceding audio commentary is the product of the author, Dr. Rodney Murray, and does not represent the official viewpoint of the University of the Sciences or any other institution or company.